Why do you listen to Issues Etc.? We're preparing for a live 24-hour broadcast of Issues Etc. on Wednesday, April 14th and Thursday, April 15th, and we want to hear from you. Please leave your thoughts about this worldwide outreach on the Issues Etc. comment line, 618-223-8384. Be sure to give us your first name and tell us where you're from, 618-223-8384. Why do you listen to Issues Etc.? 618-223-8384.
Time to pick Issues Etc. blog of the week on this Friday afternoon, the 9th of April. Hey, did you know that if your blog gets picked as Issues Etc. blog of the week, we send you a special little, what do we call that? It's not a widget. It's like a little badge to put on your blog. Many do, with the date that you were picked for blog of the week. If you have a blog, you want us to read it, you have to get the Issues Etc. widget from our website, issuesetc.org. Click support at the bottom of the page. There's the widget in two different forms. Put it on your blog. Email us, talkback@issuesetc.org, and let us know that your blog is there and that you have the widget there. We'll start reading it and considering it for Issues Etc. blog of the week. What's Jeff's pick?
Mine's a blog titled Susan. It's called Susan's Pendulum, and it's a blog post titled, Are You Having Fun? Have you noticed how often that question comes up? When you're at the park or at a concert or a museum or a skating rink, parents or other kids are frequently asking kids, so are you having fun? Questions like that arise on vacations and other family outings too. Why do we ask? If somebody says, no, this isn't fun, are we going to interrupt our bowling game and take the whole family home because one person isn't having fun? Come on, admit it. If a kid says he's not having fun at the beach, you're not going to break off your week's vacation, pack up your belongings, and drive home. If he'd have more fun in the hotel with video games than at the beach, are you going to let him hole up in his own little on-screen world and disconnect from the family? Or are you going to stay at the beach and enjoy the sun and the sound of the waves and the smell of the salt water? So why do we ask? I think the frequency of this question, our society encourages us to turn inward. Instead of enjoying or not enjoying experiences, we are evaluating our response to experiences. We can't take an event for what it is, but we focus instead on whether we're having fun with it. I think the pervasiveness of this question leads to depression at holidays, where people are so concerned with how they feel about the enjoyment of their holiday that they just can't take Thanksgiving or Christmas as it comes, however it comes. Frequently wondering, am I having fun, leads us to become fun junkies, always looking for more excitement and bigger high. It easily leaves us with disappointment when the new Lego set or the new car or the great vacation doesn't bring endless joy. You know what? I have a whole lot more fun when I'm not trying to have fun. My pick for blog of the week, Susan's Pendulum.
That is great. I've never heard, you must make sure that I have a link to that blog. That is fantastic. Well, my blog pick comes from one that I think has been chosen a couple times, but when you're good, you're good. Stand Firm, a blog that we often read, has a post called This is Embarrassing. It's really embarrassing when it's left to a non-Lutheran to point out the less-than-Lutheran practices of a Lutheran Church Missouri-centered congregation, but that's what's happening in this case. The writer says, I took a trip to Ship of Fools, which is another blog, by the way, a non-denominational website, that has a feature called The Mystery Worshipper. They go and they visit congregations and they evaluate it. Now, you have to read most of it for yourself. It's a little bit long, but asking questions like, how full was the building? Did anyone welcome you personally? Was your pew comfortable? How would you describe the pre-service atmosphere? What books did the congregation use during the service? And then questions like, was the worship stiff upper lip or happy clappy? On a scale of 1 to 10, how good was the preacher? In a nutshell, what was the sermon about? That's a very important one, by the way. And when this mystery worshiper went to a Lutheran Church Missouri Synod congregation, you got to read it for yourself to believe what they found there. Very disappointing indeed, especially the sermon that included a solo of the Beatles' Help and then lots of self-help. Help and then lots of self-help. You can read it for yourself. Jeff and I post our picks at our website, issuesetc.org, so you can go and read these blogs too. Now, when we come back, it's hour two of Issues Etc. Colleen Carol Campbell will be our guest. We'll talk about sexual abuse in the Roman Catholic Church, early marriage. Robert George will join us to talk about the announced retirement of Supreme Court Justice John Paul Stevens, and then Issues Etc. soundbite of the week. Stay tuned.
Listen weekday afternoons to Pastor Todd Wilkin and guests on Issues Etc. Issues Etc. is a listener-supported program. Your financial support is vital for the continuation and expansion of this worldwide outreach. Our mailing address, Lutheran Public Radio, P.O. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. Box 912, Collinsville, Illinois, 62234. You can also donate at our website, issuesetc.org. Issues Etc. is a production of LPR, Lutheran Public Radio.